Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 27th day of May 2021. I just received a call from a solicitor, and I'm curious as to how you handle some of these random, unwanted phone calls. Do you just not answer? I mean, I typically don't, but I was sitting right here when the phone rang, and I'm like, eight? I don't recognize. I'll pick it up, and let's see who it is, just out of curiosity. I don't normally do that. But, you know, I've tried to get on, like, every no-call list there is, you know. I've called the no-call list number. I still get the call. I want to be on the no-call. I still get the call.
I know. I don't know how it is that it, you know, obviously your phone number and the information is sold, and you know that kind of going in when you do business with certain people that they sell your information. And I know the whole no-call list, and I don't know how often you have to renew that. I haven't done that in a long time. And I get them all the time. I don't answer them. If I don't recognize the phone number, I don't answer the phone call. Yeah. You know, there are some numbers out there that I don't recognize. Sometimes like a gut. It's like, okay, I'll answer it this time, and it's something that you need, but they typically don't answer it. You know, they do such a great job disguising it now, too. It comes from like a 920 area code or what have you. But the ones that I get, and I know the one that you had, you actually had a person on the other end, a human being on the other end, right? You know, it's like, oh, this is the final warning for your auto.
Oh, my God.
Picture. I mean, whatever. Hang up. But like when I get a person, I'm like, not interested, but thanks for calling. Hang up. Try to be polite, but stern, I guess, is what...
Well, then don't say thanks for calling.
I know, but I mean, as I said, semi-polite, but stern. Not interested.
I answered that when I said hello, and they said, hi, this is so-and-so from so-and-so. I said, goodbye, and just hung up.
It is just so annoying.
It is annoying as all get out. And I get random texts now. It's just crazy.
The big concern for me...
Doesn't it bother you that so many people have your number or have access to your number?
Yeah, I'm uber careful. You know, it's kind of funny because I guess it doesn't really bother me, but I don't know how, if they can steal your identity by getting your phone number, how they could go about doing that. But I'm like uber careful about things. Like emails come in and I don't recognize anything and I'm like delete, 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 delete. I don't even open things up. But all that stuff is worrisome now with our kids that have their phones now, because they don't know, they're naive. They get spam calls all the time, and it's like, how do they get the kids' phone numbers?
Sure.
There was one time
robocalls, aren't they? I mean,
robocalls, robocalls and other what have you, and you get worried about that. That if it's a human, they could actually give information away, right? So we talk to them about all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't do this. You can't tell
never
them your
do
name.
This.
You can't tell them your age. You can't tell them where you live. Yada yada yada. We've had to have that conversation with Jackson for being on PS4, where you can play online with whomever.
Right.
And we probably don't do as good enough job as we should, but we try to do some that look. You can play online, but you can't tell anybody your age. You can't give them any information. You can't tell them where you live. You can't do all this, that, and the other thing.
You know, we've had to go through some, like, cybersecurity training through work.
Yeah, for here at Cumulus.
For here at Cumulus to try to recognize spam emails in particular, phishing emails. And that's really been good. I think that's been very, very useful because I get a lot of spam into my other email account, not just my work one, but into my other one, where, I mean, it's total phishing expedition, you know. They're just trying to get you to do something that will reveal your pertinent information.
Right.
I.e. Social Security number and eventually bank account numbers, because that's really what they're after. So
the
they
money.
Can get into
Follow
your bank.
The money.
That's exactly it. So
but it's
if you know there's ways... To just by seeing something that may be, you think is suspicious, there are ways to look at it and look around in that email that you get that automatically red flags.
How much do you really do that, though?
I do it a lot.
Do you?
I do, because I get these emails than say, you know, you've got this, you've got that.
Answer the phone. Do you not recognize it? Let's see what the phone call.
It says Green Bay, so let's find out. Let's see.
This is awesome.
Hello.
As we do this little conversation, and is it a legit?
As our way of saying thanks, we'd like to reward you for making your payments in a time.
Yeah, bull. Lose my number, sister.
That's awesome. As we're doing this podcast,
totally unscripted,
the phone rings and it's that on the other end.
Yeah, thank you for paying your credit card on time. Right, right. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Just leave me alone.
Jeez.
It is.
Where was I? Oh, the phishing emails. I do use that. In fact, I've sent my mother some information like that because I don't want her getting scammed.
Right.
You know? And, like, for example, I have a PayPal account. And I get this email all the time talking about how my account has been suspended due to suspicious activity. Totally fake email. But it looks totally legit.
Sure.
It's got all the logos. It's got everything.
You become very good at it.
Yeah. But there's one telltale sign that you can pick up if you just look around, and I know that it's fake. So that information is something that I learned through our training, so
see,
it's
like,
helped.
It's interesting because, like I say, I'm just the delete guy. Delete, delete, delete. I don't recognize this, don't need it, whatever.
But if I know I have an account, they're telling me my account is suspended, now you got my attention.
Well, yeah. I don't really run into that, but all this other stuff, I just...
Or how about this latest one where they call you and say your Amazon order for a new iPhone 11 or you have ordered an Amazon iPhone 11 on Amazon for $1,100.
Right.
And there's a call to verify that order, and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't order any phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then you call back the number, now they got you. They got their hook in you now.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, they're going to get what they want. So you got to know that's BS.
It's crazy. And like I said, kind of going back to the kids, that's my biggest concern.
I believe it.
Of dealing with teenage kids who believe everybody is on it. Don't have any taste of the real world, let's say.
Exactly.
And don't understand that everybody's out to...
Right. They think everybody's...
Right. Trying to get you, whether it's harm you personally, financially, get your information, what have you. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah, they come flying at you left and right. Well, hopefully you're being safe, and if you need any pointers, let me know.
I can't believe your phone rang during this whole thing, though.
Yeah, that was funny. All right, well, tune in tomorrow to the Bill and Rookie Experience. It's the final day before a long holiday weekend, so it's your last chance to get your fix. It starts at 6 a.m. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.
And lose my number!